From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. In just over a year, Coastal Growers LLC transformed a field into a state-of-the-art peanut shelling facility. According to Alpha Farmers, Coastal Growers, owned by 195 farm families from Alabama, Georgia, Florida, and Mississippi, held its grand opening at Atmore February 23rd. The 60-acre spread includes warehouses, cold storage facilities, and a 65,000-square-foot shelling plant that can shell 25 tons of peanuts per hour. National Association of Wheat Growers Vice President and Paterson, Washington farmer Nicole Berg testified in front of the House Ag Committee last week during a review of the 2018 Farm Bill. According to AgriMarketing.com, Berg said the hearing was timely as NAWG evaluates the effectiveness of the Farm Safety Net programs and ways of improving how the USDA administers them. She says it's important Congress maintains a strong safety net given the farm economy's cyclical nature. A sizable portion of America's largest farmers are unable to take advantage of many applications and services on the internet because of poor or no connection. According to a Purdue University study, Agriculture.com reports 12% of farmers surveyed for the monthly Ag Economy Barometer said they had no internet access, and 16% reported a poor connection. The gap comes while the ag sector embraces precision ag technology such as GPS guidance for tractors and combines. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.